This week's shiur is titled Parshas HaChodesh, Moshe's Difficulty Understanding Kedesh HaChodesh. So tonight we're going to take up the maftir of this week's sedra, which is Parshas HaChodesh. This week is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we're going to look at the beginning of Parshas HaChodesh. There's an interesting idea, interesting philosophy, and insight into the mitzvah of Kedesh HaChodesh that you'll see we'll put all together at the end of the shiur. So we'll build up the shiur like normal, as normal. Ask many questions, and then at the end, hopefully, we'll come out with a different understanding, a different perspective. So, if you look in source number one, I'm just going to read through the first three psukim. It's Shmos Perek Yud Beis. It says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe vil Aaron be'aretz Mitzrayim le'mor." So, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in Egypt, telling them, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana." This month is the beginning of the months. It's the beginning of all the months of the year. And then Hashem instructs Moshe and Aaron to tell the Jewish people to take a lamb for themselves and prepare a lamb in order to get ready for Pesach. So the beginning of the Parshas HaChodesh teaches us about the first mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, which is the mitzvah of Kedesh HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, of creating Rosh Chodesh. And we're going to look at that. We're going to look at that idea in depth through Rashi, through the eyes of Rashi and the Gemara, and then we'll try to understand the philosophy of the idea of Kedesh HaChodesh. So if you look in Rashi, in source number two, Rashi says like this, HaChodesh HaZeh. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, this month in specific. So why does it say this? What's the idea of HaZeh? So one idea is, Her'ahu Levana B'chidusha. Hashem showed Moshe and Aaron the moon in its early state, when it's first developing, it's first the first slice of the moon. And he said to him that when the moon starts anew, so that is the beginning of the Chodesh, the beginning of the new month. So the idea is that Moshe saw the actual moon, the beginning of the moon, when the first sliver of the moon is seen. And Hashem was saying that is Rosh Chodesh. So the pshat is that he's referring to this month is Chodesh Nisan. It's not HaChodesh HaZeh, meaning he showed him the Levana, but the pshat is that he told Moshe and Aaron that the first month is Nisan. Zeyeh Rosh L'Seder Minan HaChadashim. The first month, in terms of counting months, is Nisan. Sheyeh Iyar Karei Sheni Sivan Shlishi. So all the months are counted from the month of Nisan. There's an ideal, I think the Ramban says, that the concept of counting all the months from Nisan is that we should always have in mind the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It should be part of our timetable and the way that we tell time, much like by Shabbos, that on Shabbos it's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, it's always from Shabbos. So too, in terms of the months, we're always supposed to be reminded of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's really where we started from, and we should always be conceptually reminded of the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's not really the focus of the shir. Let's keep going. The next Rashi is the essence of the shir, Hazeh. So why does the Torah say HaChodesh Hazeh, this month? So Niskashe Moshe al Molad HaLevana. So Moshe was troubled. It was difficult for him to understand the beginning, the first sliver of the moon. Be'ezo shir tira. How much of the moon should be seen to be Rosh Chodesh? V'tiyeh Ru'uya L'Kadesh. At what point in the development of the moon is it really fit to be utilized for Kiddush HaChodesh, to be utilized to start the new month? V'hera lo be'etzba es halavana b'rakia. So Hashem pointed to the moon with his finger, which we know is not literal, in the firmament to Moshe to show him exactly at what point in the development of the moon, the sliver of the moon that's seen, at what point it becomes Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month. V'amr lo k'zeh ra'ah v'kiddush. And he said to him, when you see this tiny little sliver of the moon, that's when it's appropriate to do Kiddush HaChodesh, to establish the new month. The Ketzad Her'ahu, so then the Rashi continues, he says, how did Hashem show him? V'halo lohaya medaber imo ela biyom. Hashem was speaking to Moshe in the daytime. Shenemar v'hi biyom diber Hashem, biyom tzavoso, minayom asher tiva Hashem b'hala. So it says it was in the daytime, Hashem was speaking to Moshe and Aaron in the daytime, so how could he show him the moon? This was taught to him right before sundown. Once it got dark, then he showed Moshe the exact amount of the sliver of the moon that has to be revealed in order for us to keep Rosh Chodesh, or to start counting the new month. So the question, there's a lot of questions on this Rashi, and Rashi's actually quoting a Gemara, as we'll see in the presentation of the Shir as we go through the Shir. But the questions are as follows. One is, what exactly did Moshe have difficulty with? Why was it so hard for him to understand this concept of the Molad HaLevana, that when the first beginning sliver of the moon is seen, that's when the beginning of the month begins, and that's when we're Mekadesh LeChodesh. Why was it so difficult? It says, Niskasha Moshe al Molad HaLevana. So why was it so difficult? I mean, Moshe was a very intelligent person, and it's not to mean that Moshe never made mistakes or he was perfect, but what about this mitzvah was so difficult for Moshe to understand? And furthermore, another question is, when Hashem shows him, it says, Her'o be'etzva, Hashem showed him with his finger. So what does that mean? I mean, Hashem does, obviously we know that Hashem doesn't have a finger, and he doesn't have any physical body parts. So what is the concept? What's it trying to express by teaching us that Hashem showed him with his finger, when we know that it's not the case, that there is no finger? And furthermore, the last question on this Rashi is, what's the difference whether it was in the daytime or nighttime? It's not really, I mean, once you say that Hashem is getting involved and he's teaching Moshe something through this type of showing him with his finger, so then why couldn't he show Moshe in the daytime? I mean, he just pointed out, or I mean, there's an idea that Hashem showed Avraham the stars and he took him above the stars, or I think there's a Gemara like that. I mean, why are we being so literal here that Hashem was speaking to Moshe in the daytime and therefore he couldn't point out the moon until nighttime? I mean, once we're going into the realm of Nace, of miracle, and Hashem is using his, you know, so-called finger, so why can't he just show him during the daytime? Just show a picture, create an image of the moon, and show and create a projection of the moon onto the sky and show Moshe, or show it to him in a nevuah, in a dream. So what exactly is the relevance of that? So we have three questions on the Rashi that we're going to answer by the end of the shir, hopefully. But the three questions are, what was Moshe's difficulty based on? Then what does it mean that Hashem showed Moshe with his finger, Her'o be'etzva, when we know that Hashem doesn't have a finger? And the last question is, why is it so important that he was told at nighttime? And Rashi says that it was samach l'shkias achama, and right before it got dark. But once we go into the realm of the supernatural, so Hashem could just show him during the daytime. So why does it say that he showed him at nighttime? So what is that concept? So I think there's a deeper concept in this Rashi, based on all those questions. But we have to develop the idea. So let's look at the Torah Tmima in source number 3. So the Torah Tmima quotes the Gemara that Rashi takes in his understanding. And the Gemara is Menachos, Daf Chaf Tesamad Aleph. And it says, Achodesh Azeh, in source number 3, Tanya, so Tanya, the Rav Yishmael, was taught in the name of the house of Rav Yishmael, Chiddush Rosh Chodesh Hayakasha Lola Moshe. It was difficult. He didn't understand the beginning of the month, how to understand or how to establish the beginning of the month. Ad Shehera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzba, Hashem had to show him with his finger, like we said before. So he quotes the Gemara, and the Torah Tamima gives his own explanation, but it's still, I don't think it's satisfying. I think we have to go further. But let's look at the Torah Tamima. He says in source number 4, Ki B'Shas Molad HaLevana Eina Niris Ki Ema'at. So when the beginning of the month occurs, there's only a little bit of the moon that's seen. Kamasha Kasa B'Rosh Hashanah Chaf Amad Aleph. So in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about that. Shesholem L'Edim Kizeh Re'isem O Kizeh. When they would test the Edim, they would ask them, they would give them diagrams, and they would ask them, what exactly did you see? How much? So Moshe had difficulty trying to figure out the detail in terms of what it would appear like, what would the moon would appear like, and in terms of questioning the Edim, he wouldn't know how to do that. So Hashem showed him with his finger. So the understanding is from the word hazeh. It shouldn't have said achodesh hazeh. Once it says hazeh, why is it saying hazeh? Shemora bekama makomos al hara be'etzba. There's other places where it says hazeh, and it teaches us that Hashem showed with his finger. Kefishi isbar, I'm not sure what that alf yud hey is lefanenu. Sof perek zu pasuk bavor zeh asa Hashem li betzesim mitzrayim. He's going to explain it also when it comes to the pasuk by bavor zeh asa Hashem li bavor zeh, the idea of zeh. But his point is, the Torah Tmima's point is that what was so difficult for Moshe? The difficulty was in the details. He didn't understand the details of how much, what the shear is, pretty much the pshat in understanding Rashi, and therefore Hashem had to show him. But still, the question is that what's so difficult about that? I mean, Moshe, like I said before, Moshe was an incredible genius. He was the most intelligent person. So why was it so difficult for him to understand, you know, the level of or how much of the moon that would be seen by Edim, how much of it would be the beginning of the month? Why was that so difficult for him? So that's the question. And then we still have the same questions as before. Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. That's the Grizz says that also. The Grizz on the Gemara that we're going to do. I'm not sure if we're going to. Yeah, we'll see a summary. But he asked that too. It's not so detailed in terms of the Edim. I mean, when they see the beginning of the moon, they go to Beis Din, and when they go to Beis Din, they testify. So, what was so difficult for Moshe to understand? Why was it so difficult for him? So again, the question is, why was it so difficult? You know, what does it mean, Hera be'etzba, that Hashem showed him with his finger? And then the last question is, why did it have to be a night? Okay, so those are other questions. So the Gemara, the Torah Tamima alludes to the Gemara, and we have to do the Gemara. And I think if we go through the Gemara and we try to analyze the Gemara, we'll have a deeper analysis, a deeper understanding of what Moshe's difficulty was. Okay, so if we look in the Gemara, it's source number 5. The Gemara says, it's Menachos Chaf Tesamon Aleph, Tana Debei Rav Yishmael. So the house of Rav Yishmael taught, Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Kashin Lo Moshe. There were three things that were difficult for Moshe. Ad Shehera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo, until Hashem had to point it out with his finger. The Elohein. So what are they? The menorah. So one of them was menorah. So it wasn't just Kiddush HaChodesh, but also the menorah was difficult. V'Rosh Chodesh. And also Rosh Chodesh was difficult. V'Sharatzim. And also the Toma dealing with Sharatzim, with little insects. So menorah, so those are the three areas that Moshe had difficulty with. Menorah, dechsiv, v'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah. So where do we know that Moshe had difficulty with the menorah? So it says, v'zeh, this is the way that you build a menorah. So it says, v'zeh. So we'll see the Rashi's in the Torah, but the v'zeh is the indication that Moshe had to be shown it directly. Rosh Chodesh, how do we know Rosh Chodesh? Dechsiv, achodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Same thing that we just, what we just read in the Rashi. So the word hazeh indicates that Hashem had to show Moshe in more detail. Shratzim, and then the idea of tumah shratzim, tumah of these small little insect animals, creepy crawlies. Dechsev v'zelechem atameh. It says in the pasuk, this is going to be tameh. Okay, so those are the three examples. V'yish omrim af hilchos shchita, so too by hilchos shchita, shenemar v'zeh asher tasal mizbeach. So the fourth possibility is perhaps Shchita. So Hilchos Shchita. So again, we have three definite difficulties for Moshe. We have Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shratzim, Tumas Shratzim. And the last idea is possibly Shchita. So I think in order to gain insight into our questions about Chodesh, maybe there's a theme here. Because whenever the Gemara groups different things in one memra, in one idea, they're usually alluding to a common theme. Or else it would be taught separately. So the fact that these three are taught together are showing you some common theme. So maybe if we look through the other examples in the Gemara and we look at them in depth, we can get to a unified theme. And then hopefully we'll get to, as I said before, a greater analysis into the difficulty that Moshe had by Rosh Chodesh, by Kiddush HaChodesh. So what's the idea of the menorah? I think I had a shiur. I gave a shiur on this many years ago on the menorah. But I think I have a different idea, a little bit different. So let's look through source number 7. Actually, 6. Sorry, I don't want to skip. So 6. Source number 6. It says, "V'zeh maaseh amenorah miksha zahav ad yericha ad pircha miksha hi kamareh asher hera Hashem es Moshe kein asah as menorah." So this is the way to build a menorah. It had to be, the menorah had to start with a block of gold, and ad yericha ad pircha, it was from the base all the way to the top, miksha hi. The whole thing had to be chiseled from a big block of gold. Kamareh asher hera Hashem es Moshe, as the appearance was shown to Moshe, Kain asa as a menorah. That's how it was made. Okay, so if you look in Rashi over there, in source number 7, it says, V'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah, She'her'ahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba l'fi sh'nisgashe ba, l'chach ne'amar v'zeh. So Rashi quotes our Gemara, same as Kiddush HaChodesh, and he says that Moshe had difficulty understanding the menorah. So again, we have to understand, what's that difficulty? What's the problem with the menorah? So he goes. The Rashi goes through all the different things. He says, "Miksha batitz belaz asui b'haka lashon dal da naksham." So he says that it had to be chiseled. Asa shel kikar zav Haisa, it was made from a talent of gold. Umekesh bekornos vechotech bechshil lefashet evareha kitikunan. So they would use these instruments to fashion the menorah from a big block of gold. Velonasis evarim evarim aidechibor. So of course the menorah wasn't built from different parts. It had to start out with a block, and then it was chiseled down. Ad yerechad percha yerecha hi ashida shal raglaim chalo kederech menorahs kesef shlifnei asarim. So that's the base, and it was hollow. And it was like the menorahs kesef of sarim, of great leaders. Ad yerecha ad percha klomar gufa shel menorah kula v'chol tali boy. Everything, the essence of the menorah and everything that was dependent on it, meaning the prachim and the kaftorim. There's all these different parts of the menorah. So then he keeps going. He says ad yerecha shu evar gadol. That's the large limb. Ad percha shu maase daki sheba kol miksha. From the biggest parts to the very finest detail, everything was chiseled. V'derech ad l'shamish b'lashon zeh. So sometimes the Torah uses ad to include everything. Kemo magdish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayas. So those are other examples where the word ad means to include everything. Kamare asher hera ketavnis asher ha'aro bahar k'moshe nemar urev ase b'tavnisam. The image that was shown to Moshe at Har Sinai, that was how it was built, the menorah. Kain asa sa menorah, misha asa. So that whoever built it the same way that was shown to Moshe. So Moshe had difficulty. Rashi says Moshe had difficulty based on the Gemara with the menorah. And then the pasuk goes through all the details. And then it says, Kain asa sa menorah, that's how it was made. And then look at this, last one. It says, Umedrash agadah di HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasas me'ele. So the medrash is that the menorah was built on its own. That Hashem really built it. That it wasn't built by man. So it's a little bit of a contradiction from before. Because why would Moshe have trouble with it and Hashem had to show him, and then in the end of the day, Hashem built it himself? So that's one question that we have to answer in menorah. But the broader question is that what was Moshe's difficulty over here by the menorah? Right? So that's another question. So we want to try to look for a theme in the different elements that the Gemara brings in. Menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Shvatzim, and potentially Shechita. So the idea of menorah, though, just one insight. I'm not going to give away the answer because we're going to come to the answer at the end, hopefully, or one idea. But what we see about the menorah is that there's a lot of details to the menorah. And everything from the biggest elements to the smallest, finest elements had to be constructed in a very specific way. And we see that. So maybe the idea of the detail of the menorah, perhaps, just a little bit of a giveaway, but maybe the detail of the menorah is what gave Moshe difficulty. But still, it's still the same question. I mean, why are details so difficult for Moshe, these details? Why the details of Kiddush HaChodesh? I mean, Kiddush HaChodesh, there's a lot of, he wanted to know exactly when the Molad was and when the beginning of the new month is. And then by menorah, he also had difficulty. Why? Because there's a lot of details. So what? So there's a lot of details in Torah in many areas. Tzitzis has a lot of details. Tefillin has a lot of details. So what is it? Every area, sukkah. So what is it about menorah and the details of the menorah that Moshe had so much difficulty with? So why that area? Why the area of the menorah? Okay, so we discussed Rosh Chodesh a little bit, and now we looked at the menorah a little bit. And now the next thing is the shratzim. And then potentially shechita, and then we're going to put everything together, hopefully, at the end of this year. So the next move is the shratzim. So if you look in Vayikra, it says, V'zelachem atameh b'sharetz hashoretz al aretz hacholed ve'achbar ve'atzav lamineu. So these are the shratzim that will make you tameh. And what are they? The weasel, the mouse, and the toad, and it's different species. So the Torah tells us the different shratzim that create tumah shratzim, that make a person tameh, a kohen will be tameh, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan if he's in contact with these shratzim. And so there's a similar pasuk earlier, and there's an important tosos that we'll get to here, and then we'll get to shratzim. So the pasuk right before this, it says something similar. It says, "Dabru al bnei Yisrael leimor, zos hachaya asher tochlu mikol habeima shel aretz." When Moshe is being taught about kosher animals, it says that these are the creatures that you can eat from the land, from the creatures of the land. And the Gemara over there in Chulin says, very similar to our Gemara, it says, Mibayle lechidetana debe Rabbi Yishmael, detana debe Rabbi Yishmael, zos hachaya asher tochlu. What does it mean? These are the creatures that you can eat. Melamed, This teaches us that tafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min v'min, that Hashem took each species, v'hera lo l'moshe, and he showed them to Moshe, v'amar lo zos achol v'zos lo techol. So we see a very similar Gemara, and the same guy, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the same house of Rabbi Shmuel, says that by the chayos, by all the kosher creatures, he showed Moshe each one in specific. So the question is, why isn't this included in the Gemara in Menachos? This is a totally different Gemara in Chulin. So why wasn't this included in the Gemara in Menachos? So what's the difference? And this is important. So if you look in the Tosos over there, he asked that question in source number 11. Why is this idea of Zos HaChaya and the Gemara by Chulin, which says that Moshe was shown each creature in specific, why wasn't that included in the three things that Moshe has difficulty with? So he says in source number 11, V'hadlo chashav leba kometz rabba. Why isn't this included in Menachos, this idea? Gabi shlosha dvarm sh'niskashem Moshe, by the three things that Moshe had difficulty with, three mitzvos, menorah, rosh chodesh, u'shratzim. That those three, v'lo chashivi nami hada amar b'medrash, and so why isn't this one included? And also, there's a medrash, kemin matbea eish hera kadosh baruch hu l'moshe, d'chsiv ze yitnu, by the shkalim. When the Jews, when Moshe accepted the shkalim to count B'nai Yisrael, it also says ze yitnu. So the question is, why isn't that included as well? It says that Hashem had to show him it, with fire, what it looked like, what the coin would look like. So the answer is, Shemalo Chashev Elamidia de Niskasha. So Moshe wasn't troubled by these things, by the Chaya, and he wasn't troubled in understanding the idea of the Shkalim, but he was by the R three areas. Avalhani Afal Pisher Arlo Niskasha Behen. So the three that we discussed in Argamar and Menachos, those were the ones that were really difficult for Moshe. Elisha Tamal Adavar Mayuchal Adam Litain Kofer Nafsho Hero Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahafrin Heteb Ulo Deal Yisrael. So why did Hashem show him these creatures or show him the coin? Because he wanted to understand it better. So Hashem thought that this visual would be easier for Moshe to understand. The Chain Hachal Laharos Yisrael Ezehi Asur Ezehi Muteres. So by these other cases where it says Vizeh and Hashem shows Moshe explicitly, it's only because it's only an aid, a visual aid for Moshe to teach the Jews. But he wasn't troubled by it. There was no niskashelo. It wasn't difficult for him to understand. But for some reason, the three in Ar Gemara and potentially Shechita were the areas that Moshe had difficulty understanding. So again, we have to understand what was difficult. What is the difficulty that Moshe had in the areas of Menorah, Kiddush HaChodesh, and also Shratzim? Okay, so
how do we know that there's no difficulty with the other thing?
What'd you say? Oh, because Tosos says the fact that it's not included in the Gemara, meaning our Gemara Menachos has three cases where it's Niskasha Lola Moshe. And the Gemara in Chulin, in source number 10, it just says, Zos HaChaya Sher Tochlu Melame Shetafas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikol Min V'min, Vehera Lola Moshe. That Hashem basically grabbed each creature and showed Moshe. So by the Chulin case, it's different. He's saying, why isn't that Chulin case included in the case of Menachos? The answer is that in Chulin, it's only a visual aid for Moshe to learn about it, but it's not because Moshe had difficulty. Whereas by Menachos, those are the only three cases where Moshe was Niskasha. That's his proof that our area.
So the word they, do we just use it to say that Hashem showed it to him, but it doesn't mean that it necessarily has a because of the difficulty.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes, yeah. Okay. So what exactly is the difficulty? So again, the Grizz in source number 12, he just wants to say an answer that I don't think is completely satisfying, but I'll read you the answer. He says, Ubira Grizz, I'm quoting the Chavrusa, he's a summary of, he's kind of like an art scroll in Hebrew for the Gemara, and he brings in different Rishonim and Achronim. So he quotes the Grizz. So he says, Sarch Bir, Lama Hutzrach La'arosa Shratzim Yosher Mikol Min Acher. Why was it so important that Hashem had to show Moshe the Shratzim from any other species? Ubir agriz al pi divrei agrach she miyase chachilug din shratzim midin shar balei chaim hasurim. So the Grizz, the Brisker Rav, quotes Rav Chaim, and he says that shratzim is different than other creatures that are asur. She b'shar balei chaim adavar tali b'min. Most of the time, it's tied to species. V'hayotzim in a tame, that which comes out of a tame animal is tame. Aval b'shratzim adavar tali b'toar v'choshu rochesh v'shoret asur. By Shratzim, it's not as logical. It's based on appearance and function. That's why Moshe needed to know. Meaning, you couldn't just, according to the Grizz, this area, you couldn't just give Moshe simonim, or just logical classifications in terms of species. It was based on appearance and functionality. So Moshe had to see it in person in order to know. So that's his answer. But it's kind of unsatisfying because, first of all, the whole thing sounds midrashy because it says that Hashem showed Moshe with his finger. So what is that? And second of all, it's just there's a lot of details, like, and there's a lot of areas. My same question, there's a lot of areas where there's a lot of details that are difficult to understand, that don't seem, there's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai in many cases. So why this? So why these three? So one last point, and then we'll get to potentially an answer. So there's this Balaturim that I saw, and I think he gives us, to me, he gives a little insight into what the answer might potentially be. So if you look in source number 13, he says, Ashoretz b'gematria kisa'ora. So he says that the gematria of Ashoretz in the Pasuk, it says Ashoretz means to crawl, is kisa'ora, she'aru kisa'ora. The shear of how much you have to be in contact with a tame, with a sheretz, is even like a hair, the size of a hair. Sa'ora, bishratzim lo hiter b'hem klum bishvil anacha shehu mehem. So he says the philosophy is that by the shratzim, there's not even the smallest amount, if you come in contact with it, you become tame. Why? Because of the nachash. There's some idea of the nachash that we're supposed to distance ourselves from, and the idea of the toma is tied to the philosophy of us distancing ourselves from the way that the nachash acted. Okay, interesting, okay. But what does he mean that the shear is a sa'ora? So the Gemara in Chulin takes this up. It says, Tana Rabbanan HaTameim is a little, not that detailed, but I'll try to explain it. Tana Rabbanan HaTameim LaRabos Beitzas HaSheretz V'Kolis HaSheretz. So Tameim, when the Pasuk says Tameim, it includes even an egg that comes from a sheretz, a reptile like this, would be Metame, and even a thigh bone. Yachol Afil LaRikma. So let's say the egg doesn't have an embryo inside of it. It's an embryoless egg. Can that be metame? Will you become tame if you come in contact with an egg that doesn't have an embryo of one of these shrutzim in it? Tamalomar asheretz, ma asheretz shirakam, af betos asheretz shirikma. So the egg has to have an embryo inside of it in order for you to be tame. Yachol afil lo nikvo, but it also has to have a hole. The egg has to have a little hole. Tamalomar hanoge yitma es asher efshar liga tame. The Eisha Efshar Liga Tahor. There has to be a hole in the egg because there has to be an ability for a person to come in contact with the embryo. And if the egg is whole, then it's not Mitame because it's blocked off. Your hand is blocked off and your touch is blocked off from the embryo. This is the fascinating part. He says, Vikama Niki Vasa, how big does the hole have to be for you to be Mitame if you touch that egg? Kechud HaSa'ara, as thin as a hair. She'efshar Liga Kechud HaSa'ara. Potential, the fact that there's a potential to touch it, even though a human being can't touch it, but the fact that there's a potential, even a hair breadth size, will make you tame if you come in contact with that egg. So if there's an egg with an embryo and it has a tiny little hole the size of a hair, and you touch that egg, you're going to become tame. And that's what the Baal Turim is alluding to. He says Begematria kisa'ora, the shear of toma is even tied to sa'ora, the smallest amount, the smallest detail. So again, there's an idea of detail there, but I think it's more than just detail. There's some different idea here. There's some deeper concept here. So the last thing is the Shechita thing, and the Shechita is going to be hard, so we'll try to answer it when we come to an idea. I just quoted the Pasuk, and there's not that much on it, but it says, V'zeh asher ta'asal mizbech v'asim v'neshana shnayim l'yom tamid. The V'zeh is referring to Shechita, and it's talking about doing Shechita for Korbanos. That when you do Shechita for Korbanos, that's to bring them as korbanos every day, that you have to do it properly, and Moshe had to be shown v'zeh, the hilchos shechita, I guess how shechita was done exactly. So we'll have to understand that also as well. So the question, same question as before, I don't know if we've gotten any further in answering the questions, but the questions are, why did Moshe have difficulty with these three areas, and what does it mean that Moshe had to be shown with Hashem's finger? And the last idea is by Kiddush HaChodesh, why did Moshe have to be shown the moon at nighttime? If the whole thing is somewhat in the realm of the supernatural, because Hashem is showing him, so why couldn't he just show him in the daytime? So those are all the questions. And then, what's the theme here? Is there a theme between these different areas that Moshe had difficulty with? Is there a theme in the area of Kiddush HaChodesh, Menorah, and Shratzim, and potentially Shechita? Is there one unified idea that we can come to answer, you know, where the difficulty of Moshe was? Okay? So to open up the answer, it's just the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, and then I want to give an idea. So there's one thing about Kiddush HaChodesh, which is that the mathematics behind Kiddush HaChodesh were very, very difficult, very detailed. And the Rambam goes into it, and he says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yud Aleph, we'll just read through these three halachos. He says, L'fisha amarno b'hilchos elu shebeistin hayu mechashvin b'dikduk. So based in, their job was to calculate exactly when the new month would occur. V'yodim im yira hayareach olo yira. They had to know exactly if the moon would be seen or not, and when it should be seen. So they used mathematics to calculate. Yadonu shekol mi sherucho nechona v'libo tayev l'divrei hachachmos v'lamod al asodos. Anybody who wants to know this knowledge and know these ideas, these yesodos, these deep ideas, so a person can try to think into and try to calculate, and he'll have to calculate until to the point where he'll know the difference of when the moon is supposed to be seen or not. He says, there's a lot of arguments what the mathematics are. So he's talking about astronomical calculations, and there was a lot of arguments as to how to do it properly. A lot of smart people were confused. There are many different sfeikos in trying to determine how to calculate when the moon would be seen. So there are many who tried to and attempted to, and they went into deep waters. They sunk into deep waters, and they only came up with cheres, with earthenware, meaning they didn't get anywhere. So they figured out, the chachamim, through lots of calculations and their knowledge and investigation, they figured out how to calculate. It's not just math, but it's also Kabbalah. Virayos and proofs, and they're not very open proofs. So the Rambam introduces that he's going to give up this calculation to us. So he wants to help us on our path to understanding the nature of these calculations. So just so one thing we see about Kiddush HaChodesh is that the knowledge, not just mathematical but also metaphysical, there's a Kabbalah from Chachamim, was immense. The amount of knowledge that you needed in order to develop or to determine when the moon would be seen. But still, the question is, okay, so it is a lot of knowledge. But what was the difficulty? I'm assuming that Moshe was good at math. He was a very intelligent person, the most intelligent, had the most potential. He was created that way. So what was so difficult? What was the Hiskasha? So to answer that, I just want to give an idea that I remember in my youth when I was in yeshiva, and Rabbi Chait was giving a shavuah shir, and every time he would give a shavuah shir, he would try to take up a broad topic, and at the end he would give a philosophical idea for how to explain. It didn't answer the halakhic questions, but how to explain the area. So one year he took up Kiddush HaChodesh, and I actually remember the idea that he said, I think. And I think the idea, he said, was that the philosophy of Kiddush HaChodesh, and why is the idea of the molad, the concept of when the moon is first seen or first appear, why is it so important? So he said that the concept is to teach man that we can only be as precise as we possibly can be, but our precision can never reach the level of Hashem's precision. Meaning, it's like the idea of Harif Ayin. The idea is that the actual time, the actual moment, that the Levana appears, or the Levana, the first sliver of the moon, occurs, and it's capable of being seen. So that moment is, in terms of the precision of Hashem, is a different level of precision than man. We approximate, meaning we do all our mathematical calculations, and we try to get as close as possible to that one moment, that second. We even use seconds, and we can go so far with our timing. But still, ultimately, we can't. There's a limit to how exact we can be, because we're using human tools, and we don't have the capability. We're just lacking the capability of understanding the true extent of the precision of Hashem in terms of designing the universe, and in terms of this idea of Chiddush HaLevana, the Molad HaLevana. So one of the ideas that I think you brought out, he was mentioning in the shiur, was that that's the philosophical underpinning of Kiddush HaChodesh, that man is supposed to recognize that we attempt to be as precise as possible, but we also have to recognize that there's a limit to our precision, and the ultimate precision is in the realm of God. Hashem's precision is on a different level than man, and we can never achieve that completely. We can never achieve that level of precision precisely. I'm using the same word, but we can never achieve that level of precision to the level of exactitude. And that's the philosophy, and we're supposed to recognize that in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh. So maybe taking that idea, I want to take that idea a little further. So maybe that has something to do with what Moshe was troubled by. So I don't think Moshe was troubled by the details of the mitzvah, because that doesn't really make sense, because there's a lot of mitzvahs with a lot of different details. And I don't think that Moshe was troubled by the amount of mathematics involved. I think what troubled Moshe was that Moshe was always trying to gain as much insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. And Moshe understood this, and he understood that really man is limited in terms of our ability to achieve the exactitude of Hashem. And he wanted some insight. He wanted some type of supernatural, I would say, nevuah, some prophetic insight into that idea of precision, that concept of precision, more than any man could perceive, any average man. So the idea of the hiskasha is not an idea that Moshe couldn't understand the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The idea of hiskasha is that Moshe saw an opportunity to gain insight into Hashem, and he saw this mitzvah as an opportunity to gain some higher level of knowledge of this level of precision, this level of exactitude. And that's what it means. What does it mean that Hashem showed him with his finger and he had to show him at night? So the idea of nighttime is an idea of contrast, and showing with your finger is an idea of, it's an idea of when you see something and somebody points it out to you, it's clear. It was clear in his mind, meaning that Moshe was given some knowledge as to that level of precision, that level of exactitude. And the concept of showing him at nighttime is not, it's not practical. It's an, and the idea of showing him with his finger is also not practical. It's an idea that only with the help of Hashem, with Hashgacha and the help of Hashem, is Moshe able to see concretely this level of precision, the level of precision that exists in creation, and that's exemplified by the Molad HaLevana in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And I think the same idea exists in all these other mitzvahs. You see by menorah also. So by menorah, so man can create a menorah, but the dimensions of the menorah had to be so exact, because the menorah was really an expression of the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that Hashem designed it. And man could create it in a way, but we can never get the dimensions to the exactitude of Hashem, of Hashem's will, of Hashem's precision. So we exist in the human world, and we are limited, but there was an idea of an ideal, precise menorah. And that ideal is what was shown to Moshe, and that's what it means that it was created by Hashem. It means that the way that the menorah came out was as precise as, was even more precise than man could ever create on his own. There is a level of precision to the dimensions of the menorah, and those are very critical for the philosophy of the menorah. So there's a level of exactitude and precision that man couldn't create on his own. There had to be some type of supernatural assistance. And that's the idea of my menorah. And then so too by the shratzim. So the idea by the shratzim as well is that there seems to be an idea of kechura sa'ara, that the shear by the shratzim was so precise, was so exact, that even if man comes in contact in the smallest sense to the sheretz, he becomes tame. And similarly, Moshe was trying to understand the ultimate ideal of that level of precision. But you see that in that mitzvah as well, the precision of Kechud Asara is part of the philosophy of the mitzvah. It's part of the idea of us, like the Baal Turim says, it's an idea that we can't have any relationship to the Nachash and what constitutes a relationship. And so the precision of the Kechud Asara in the mitzvah of Sheretz is also a reflection of the philosophy of the mitzvah, and also an idea in that ideal precision of Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shechita is a little bit more difficult. So the Shechita, it could be also, if you learn Hilchos Shechita, it could be the same idea, that if a person's cutting it in the wrong way, if they do the wrong motion with their hands, so it could be that it's not good, the Shechita is not good, and it could be there's an ideal Shechita, there's an idea of a Shechita, of almost like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechita, the ideal, most precise Shechita, and that's what Moshe was after. But Moshe wasn't after all these things because of the details of the mitzvah. He was after it because he wanted to appreciate that exactitude, that precision of Hashem, which is built into the philosophy of all these mitzvos. So yeah, every mitzvah has detail, and every mitzvah, like tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah, and every mitzvah has detail, but the precision involved in these mitzvos in particular was unique to these mitzvos. And the idea is that Moshe saw an opportunity. That's what it means, hiskashalo. It means, doesn't mean that he couldn't figure out how to complete the mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah. It means that he was troubled, and he wanted more knowledge. He wanted to really perceive that level of precision as much as possible, and that was what was granted to him. It seems like Hashem showing him with his etzba, he was trying to show him in the most concrete way what that was, what that level of exactitude beyond human comprehension, beyond human ability is. And Moshe was able to comprehend that with the help of Hashem, with Ashgacha, with, it seems like, with a type of nevuah or Ashgacha, Moshe was able to comprehend that and truly appreciate that idea, that concept, the underlying philosophy of all these mitzvos. Okay, so that's the idea. So let me just summarize this year. And then, so the shiur tonight is on the idea of Moshe's difficulty understanding Kiddush HaChodesh. And we saw this interesting Rashi, that Rashi says that Moshe had trouble with it, and Hashem had to show him with his finger and at nighttime. So he asked all these questions: what was Moshe's difficulty? Why did Hashem have to show him with his finger? What does it even mean? And furthermore, why at nighttime? Why couldn't he show him during the daytime? Once we're in the realm of the supernatural, show him in the daytime. So then we saw that there's a Gemara that quotes three different areas where Moshe had difficulty. One is Kiddush HaChodesh, Menorah, and Shratzim, and potentially Shechita. So we wanted to take the path that maybe there's a theme in these Gemaras that would highlight a possible potential problem that Moshe had, or highlight what this kishoy was, what this difficulty was. Okay, so we saw that menorah, there was a lot of details in the dimensions of the menorah, and from the, like Rashi says, from the thickest elements to the finest elements, there's a lot of different elements that have to be carved out of the gold, and Moshe had difficulty. And then also what's interesting is that it says that Hashem created it by himself. So what exactly was the purpose of showing Moshe the menorah if Hashem created it on his own? And then we saw by the shratzim that there's an idea of shratzim, of tumah shratzim, that's tied to being metame, even kechuda sa'ara, even the smallest amount. Even if there's a little tiny hole in an egg that has a reptile inside of it, that has a sheretz inside of it, it's going to be metame you. So we saw that there's another idea there of detail, of there's almost like a precision. That's what we wanted to say in the end. So what we said in the end, what we said in the end is an idea that I'm borrowing from Rabbi Chait, but taking a little, I guess, going beyond that a little bit. So the basic philosophy of the Kiddush HaChodesh is man has to recognize that we can only approximate to the precision of Hashem, but the precision of Hashem is on a different level. It's something that man can't fully come to, but we can attempt to. We try with our calculations to get as close as possible, but we can never get to that exactitude, that level of exactitude. So the idea over here I wanted to say is that in all these areas, there is an idea, there's a philosophy to the precision of these areas. And the philosophy is that we're supposed to recognize that concept, that man is limited and we approximate, and we can never get to that level of precision. So in all these areas, the kishoy was that Moshe, what was Moshe's difficulty? It's not that he didn't understand the details, but it's that he wanted to gain that knowledge of what that exactitude is, what that precision is. And in all these areas, Hashem showed him with his etzba. It means he showed him in a clear way. He showed him what it was, and he showed him, and he was able to, and Moshe was able to comprehend it based on, with Hashem's assistance. So this existed in all these areas, in the area of Kiddush HaChodesh because of the idea of Molad, and the area of Menorah. Menorah was built perfectly, and that's the answer to the Stira also, that Moshe was shown that precision, but also the menorah was built in a way where man, the precision couldn't have been achieved by man alone. He needed the help of God. And even by Shratzim, there's an idea of Kechud Asara. There's an idea of the smallest hair being responsible for us being Tameh. So even Moshe wanted to understand the level of, perhaps Moshe wanted to understand the level of precision, the level of that level of precision vis-a-vis the philosophy of this mitzvah as well by Shratzim. And Shechita, we said, potentially also is the same. That Shechita, there's an ideal Shechita. There's the most precise Shechita of how you slaughter. And Moshe was trying to understand that in order to gain insight into this quality of Hashem, this Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the exactitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so that's the end of the shiur tonight. So everybody, thank you for calling in. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.
Hello, can I? I want to send a question.
Yeah, sure.